This is the Secret Struggle for Cold War Dominance podcast. We've been talking about the fact that the Polish were providing mainly Soviet-made weaponry to different revolutionaries and terrorists, but now you're saying it was also the other way around, that the Polish were profiting and they were getting Western military hardware. Can you explain that to me?
After Vietnam, Lebanon was probably the most important place where Polish intelligence collected Western-made weaponry, because that was also the goal which was set by Warsaw to the station, that they had to collect Western cutting-edge technologies and know-how, military know-how. After the fall of South Vietnam, it was difficult for Poles to obtain, for example, French-made rifles, American grenades, or Israeli bulletproof vests. So where they can get that, they asked themselves. It was much easier in Lebanon to get like French or Israeli or Italian or Spanish weapons than in other countries. That's why the Poles seized that opportunity and established many contacts with small arms dealers who provided them with different kind of weapons.
So they acquired the weaponry, in fact, for military intelligence purposes, so that they would know what the West is using, what the West has.
Yes, they wanted to acquire such weaponry in order to send that weaponry later to Warsaw for examination, because Warsaw was also conducting some experiments and wanted to compare what kind of features the weapon had, because Warsaw was also pursuing its own like inventions when it comes to military technology. Not everything was relied on Soviet licenses.
Was this a frequent phenomenon during the Cold War era, that the two sides were trying to get the weapons of one or the other side to know where the enemy is and what the enemy is using?
It was a common approach by both of the services, from NATO and from Soviet bloc countries. The NATO countries wanted to get access, for example, to Polish T-72 tanks, which were produced in Warsaw and were produced in Poland. And they wanted also to have Polish fighter jets, and one of these fighter jets escaped to Danish island of Bornholm in 1953, for example, and that was a huge achievement. It was behind the scenes rivalry between the Eastern and Western services, who would have more luck or more better human abilities in collect more than its rival.
This is the Secret Struggle for Cold War Dominance podcast.